WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia steps up issuing unemployment assistance for some whose benefits have been put on hold. In addition to killing thousands of Virginians and sickening many others, the COVID-19 pandemic has worsened already existing shortages of housing and food in Virginia. We have a report. And when the General Assembly meets again in January, lawmakers are expected to address the way that school districts are funded. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 14. Virginia has begun paying unemployment benefits to some of the tens of thousands of people whose claims had previously been put on hold while awaiting a staff review. State officials decided to go ahead and pay certain applicants while their claims make their way through the determination process. According to a spokesperson for the Virginia Employment Commission, or VEC, payments started going out last Tuesday night. In October, the Virginia Mercury reported that Virginia ranked worst in the nation for quickly processing claims that require a staff review. In November, the Legal Aid Justice Center, Legal Aid Works, Virginia Poverty Law Center, and other pro bono partners sent a letter to the VEC asking that they fix problems with the unemployment insurance program or face a class action lawsuit. Bill Walton, deputy commissioner of the VEC, said the commission had been trying to find a way to address the backlog for months. Walton said the VEC made the change after recent conversations with other states and after reviewing guidance from the U.S. Department of Labor. Well, this year is proving to be the worst on record by far for fatal drug overdoses in Virginia, a statewide forensic epidemiologist said. Rosie Hobron of the Virginia Department of Health's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner told the Virginian Pilot that as of October, the most recent report available, there will be more than 2,000 deaths from drugs in 2020. Most of the deaths are from opioids, but there also have been deaths caused by cocaine, meth, and other drugs. The state has never recorded more than 1,626 such deaths in a single year. Before COVID-19, Virginia already was breaking records for drug deaths, but overdoses have increased during the pandemic. By June, Virginia had already surpassed the total number of overdose deaths from 2015. The pandemic has worsened already existing shortages of housing and food in Virginia, too. A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation highlights disparities in outcomes for people of color. From partner station VPM, Yasmin Juma reports.
The report shows that 25% of Virginia's Black families with children say they sometimes or often don't have enough to eat, and more than 35% aren't sure they can make their next rent or mortgage payment on time. Lauren Snellings is with the youth advocacy group Voices for Virginia's Children. She says exposure to this kind of instability could have long-term effects.
These stressors that are felt by families are also felt by children and can impact their development and introduce new levels of trauma that can be felt throughout their lifetime.
Snelling says immediate intervention from state and federal governments is necessary. This includes prolonging unemployment benefits and replenishing coronavirus relief funds.
Yasmin Juma reporting. Governor Ralph Northam wants to set aside $25 million to transform historical sites in Virginia. That includes $11 million to revamp Monument Avenue, the street in Richmond that held Confederate statues and that was at the center of protests last summer. Ben Pavier with partner station VPM reports.
All but one of Monument Avenue's namesake statues are gone. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's proposed commission would help decide what to do with the spaces they've left.
Monument Avenue, it's one of the most beautiful streets in the country, and we're going to make it even better.
The commission would include artists, historians, and members of the local community. Northam also wants to set aside $9 million for a slavery heritage site in downtown Richmond. That plan, at the site of a former jail for enslaved people, has already won support from Mayor LeVar Stoney and City Council. Northam's new spending requires sign-off from his fellow Democrats in the General Assembly. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Lawmakers will return to Richmond next month, and writing a new budget will be a priority. They'll also have to address the way that school districts are funded. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Funding for Virginia schools is based on how many students are in each division. That creates a problem for schools across Virginia, which lost about 45,000 students after the pandemic hit. J.T. Kessler with Virginia School Boards Association says the latest enrollment data is not a good metric for calculating how much money schools need.
We believe that once the pandemic is over, we will see the vast majority, if not all those children, come back to public schools. And it would be very hurtful to our public school divisions if they are penalized because of a pandemic and choices that parents and guardians have made to not send their students back to the public school at this time.
Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says the old pre-pandemic enrollment data will be a much more useful metric for lawmakers than the current enrollment data.
2020 is an anomaly of a year. And these may be the enrollment numbers that schools are seeing for this one particular year, but this is not the enrollment numbers that they're going to be seeing on an ongoing basis. And so it's not a good data point. It's not something that should be used in calculating state aid.
Lawmakers have never done this before, and they'll be in uncharted waters as they navigate through how much revenue they'll be taking in and how much money they plan to spend in 2021. Michael Pope.
Finally today, State Senator Amanda Chase now says she will participate in a Republican convention to choose a nominee for governor. Her announcement in a Facebook Live video on Friday reverses her previous decision to run as an independent. Chase said that move would have split the Republican vote. Former Republican Speaker of the House Kirk Cox is so far the only other GOP candidate to formally announce a bid for governor. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.